Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 202 for Monday, December 29th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market ended stronger on Monday as values rose in sympathy with soy oil on a volatile day of trading. Canola was up $1 to $3 with the most active March contract up $3.80 at $439.60 per ton. And it was an erratic day of trading for canola as investors worked to square their positions before the end of the year. Flooding in Malaysia was one of the top stories, though, as analysts warned it could disrupt palm oil supplies, which would in turn bolster demand for competing oils like canola. Spillover buying in European rapeseed futures lent support to values, along with commercial buying and slow farmer selling. However, improved prospects for development of the soybean crop in South America, along with the large U.S. soybean crop, were bearish for canola values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower, while wheat was higher. Soybeans were down 4 cents, with the March contract at $10.49 per bushel. Soybeans started the day off strong, hitting their highest point in 6.5 weeks. However, traders took profits before markets closed to sink values lower. Many investors were trying to square their positions before the end of the year. There are deep worries about flood damage to Malaysian palm oil production. Continued rains in Brazil and Argentina are starting to prompt worries of excess moisture for the soybean crop in South America. Corn ended lower on profit-taking. Values were 2 cents below unchanged, with the March contract at $4.12 per bushel. Technical selling was also at play in the wake of weekly export sales figures that were stronger than expected. Corn planting is starting to slow down in Argentina. According to a report, nearly 60% of the 7.2 million projected acres have been seeded. That's around 5.5% less than the pace that was set last year. Wheat ended 3 cents higher with the March contract in Chicago at $6.14 per bushel. A large tender of Canadian, U.S., and Australian wheat was recently sold in Iraq. It happened after no Russian wheat was offered, which underlines the opportunities that are available for U.S. wheat with the slowdown in Russian exports. Cold temperatures are moving into both the U.S. and Russia, which has been supportive for values. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, December 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.